Glenda Self. The last name is S-E-L-P-H. First name Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A. Clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that we follow in the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. The patient has a history or kidney stones that has been going on for a long time. There is a remote possibility of primary hyperparathyroidism, but has not been proved. Period. The patient was in the hospital in the middle part of December of 2022 with pain in the left flank. And according to her description, she passed two stones and there is one in the renal pelvis that the urologist wants to remove. Period. The procedure has not been done because she requires cardiovascular clearance. Period. The patient has an appointment with Dr. Cook, C-O-O-K, on December the 2nd in order to have the procedure done. Period. The kidney function shows that the patient has a creatinine that is 2.45 and the estimated GFR is 21.6. Serum potassium, sodium, chloride, and CO2 are within normal limits. The phosphorus is 3.56 and the calcium is 9.1. The albumin is 3.8. Period. We are going to order collection of urine for 24 hours in order to analyze the composition of the urine and if any stone is recovered, it should be analyzed, period. We will treat the patient according to the results of the 24-hour evaluation of the urine. The patient is deteriorating because of the obstructive nephropathy and the interstitial nephritis associated to the stones. Number two. We are going to reevaluate the hyperuricemia to see whether or not the patient needs the allopurinol. This will be after the collection of the urine. Following number, diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C is 6.8. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of Prestor 40 milligrams every day. Following number, anemia, hemoglobin of 10.6 in a patient that has CKD 4 and we advise the patient to continue the follow-up with Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, hematologist, for iron infusions. Following number, morbid obesity, the patient continues to increase the body weight. Today, the hemoglobin, the BMI is 41.3, with a body weight of 218 pounds. Following number, arterial hypertension under fair control. Today is 156 over 65. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. A status post left heart catheterization that was done in June of 2022. By Dr. Jones. She had a left main angioplasty, left anterior descending angioplasty, and a left anterior descending stent. The patient is a status post coronary artery bypass graft with well preserved kidney function. Following number. Gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control, period. Is the main concern the poor prognosis because of the presence of coronary artery disease in a patient that is a CKD4, which the arteriosclerotic process is accelerated. Period. Our hope is to be able to manipulate the urine in order to prevent stone formation and preserve kidney function. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case after the intervention by urology. The patient was explaining in detail our concern. She understood the discussion and the possibility of renal replacement therapy in the near future. Paragraph. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the CT scans and the laboratory in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.